because we address each of these issues
yes.
because we take them seriously. And when we have people tell us that, you know, that's what they've heard and that's what they think and that's what they want, so we back this up with, we're getting a letter that states the position of the international flow rate. We're certainly going to have the local guy here talk about what it is. And the value to your house becomes, you know, can you put out half of a fire if you've got a third of the water? And that isn't a value add situation to me. That is, it's a nice thing you have, but it's not a value add. So I'm not sure that I'm buying the argument that you've been diminished in any way by us telling you that you're getting this full benefit, because you're getting the full benefit. You're getting it like everybody else. What you think you have under what our scenario is and what our research has proven to us is that you don't have what it takes, and that we put what we put in on purpose because you didn't have that. We engineered it that way originally, and so when you had you or when you presented the letter to us, we made sure that we went to the engineer who designed the system. We've gone back, we went to all of the authorities, and we're very comfortable with the position we've taken. So from that standpoint, I'm not terribly sure that I find a lot of your argument terribly compelling. I mean, I understand what you're saying, and I believe what you're saying, but I also think that you're not informed. And I think when you get the rest of the facts, well, you can roll your eyes, but the reality of it is, if the guy who makes the decision...
There's no need for that.
If the guy who makes the decision, who says, here's what it has to be, says, here's what it has to be, then it's not a debate we have to have. You don't have it. We can provide it to you. That's what we've done. That's what I'm saying. So I'm not trying to say, you know, it's our way or no way. What I'm simply saying is we didn't come up with this by the seat of our pants. We did this with pretty solid engineering. We did it with a lot of planning. We did it with some forethought. And I think I'm pretty comfortable with the position we've taken about, was there a value, did we add it, and do you get it? And I'm not terribly sure that I personally agree with the position you're taking.
As I say, I'm a representative of my community.
No, and I would like you to take it back home, and I'm not certain, I'm not being autocratic about it. I'm simply saying I'm not sure that we take that same position. I think we take a very different position, and I think we're willing to back that position with some pretty hard facts. So, if you can, you know, if there's some other way you'd like to address it, or there's facts that I don't understand, or facts that certainly aren't in evidence, we'd like you to bring them. But from what you've told us today and what we've done on the research with the letters that you've sent to us, I'm not sure that I find your argument compelling.
I think one of the other points is in Statute 17B121, it says that the fee is supposed to be relative, calculated from the service. And your letter specifically says it's to cover 12% of the debt service.
Right.
It does not say it's to cover the cost of running fire hydrants.
Well, the way we do our calculus may not make sense to you, but I can assure you that we don't make a profit selling water. We don't make a penny. We basically operate, well, I'm just saying, so our debt service is a part of providing that service to you. The well that we put in order to fill the tank that fills is part of that. And the way we do our calculus, we feel very comfortable with that number. That's what I'm telling you. I'm not concerned about the fact that it's not a one-for-one direct cost to you, so you're comfortable with that cost. What I'm telling you is that when we do the budget, when we assign the fees to the areas for what we provide, all of that is part of the consideration, and we're very comfortable with that number.
Okay.